Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tzipi Stam, and today we are studying Tehillim Kuf Mem Tet 149, the fourth Halleluka in Psukei Dezimra. Hallelujah, Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash, Tehillato B'Kal Chasidim. Sing to Hashem a new song, His praises in the congregation of the Chasidim, the pious, the righteous. We are in the 149th chapter of Tehillim, the second to last in the entire book. What is David HaMelech referring to at this point as we are getting ready to culminate the book of Tehillim as a Shir Chadash, as a new song? There are seven times in the whole book of Sefer Tehillim where David HaMelech refers to some of the Psalms as a Shir Chadash. This is the final one. The final Shir Chadash, which Chazal referred to as the final song, looking towards the future for the time of Techiyas HaMesim, the time where the neshama, the soul, will reach its highest level as it will be reunited with the guf, with the body. So this new Shir is for a new time, for the future, for the time of Techiyas HaMesim. The word Halleluka can be broken up into two, Hallelu and Ka. Praise and ka the name of Hashem. But then the pasuk goes on, Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash, sing to Hashem a new song. And the word for Hashem used here is Hashem's full name, the spelling Yud Kei Vav Kei. In the future, the Al-Sheikh tells us that this Shir Chadash, this new song, will be sung in the new name of Hashem, where in the future we can sing with Hashem's full name, recognizing Hashem in His completeness, in His fullness. Now, in the world where we are, where there is evil, we are hindered from seeing the full Hashem. Yismach Yisrael ba'osav, b'nei Tzion yagilu b'malkam. Israel will rejoice with its Creator. The children of Tzion will exult with their King. Yahalelu shemo b'machol, they will praise His name with a dance, b'tof v'chinor yizamru lo, with a drum and a harp, they will sing to Him. Everything here sounds so lofty. And what kind of dance are we referring to? In Rav Schwab's book on prayer, he comments that in this time of Tchias HaMesim, there will be a perception of Hashem which is not possible while we are alive now. The Chafetz Chaim explains that this dance is like a circle dance that we are accustomed to, where everything is equidistant from the center. There is not one point in the circle that is closer than another. And so too, in the future, the tzaddikim will realize that they are all equal in their relationship to Hashem, who is at the center of this dancing circle. This reminds us of the time when we dance in a circle in our shuls around the bima. Rav Schwab quotes Rav Breuer, who says that on Simchas Torah the bima is empty, corresponding to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible in this world, in the center. No human can see Hashem and live. When we move around the bima on Simchas Torah with the Sifrei Torah, we are representing those tzaddikim, those pious, devout Jews that are committed to Torah, who are personified by Torah, by the exact Torahs that they are holding as they encircle the empty bima, which represents Hashem who is invisible. But in the future, we will be able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that is not possible while we are alive now. And we will be able to praise Him in this Shir Chadash, this new song. The second part of this Tehillim is perhaps the victory song, where vengeance is taken on our enemies, and Hashem is praised and is exalted. Pasuk Hey, Ya'alzu chasidim b'chavod, yiranenu al mishkavosam. The chasidim, the pious, will exult in glory. They will sing praises on their beds. Romemot el bigronam. Lofty praises of Hashem in their throats. V'cherev pifios biyadam. And a double-edged sword in their hands. La'asot nekama bagoyim tochechot beleumim, to wreak vengeance upon the nations and bring rebuke upon the kingdoms. La'asor malcheim bezikim v'nichbedehem bechavlei barzel, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with iron, la'asopahem mishpat katuv, to execute upon them a written judgment, hadarhu l'chol chasidav, hallelujah, that will be splendor to all of his chasidim, his pious ones, hallelujah. The question is, why are the righteous chasidim singing on their beds? What are they singing? And what is the connection to a double-edged sword? The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, tells us that the song that they are singing is Kriyat Shema Al Hamita, the nightly Shema that we say before bedtime. Rashi comments that this double-edged sword kills mazikin, kills demons. How can we try to understand this esoteric Gemara? Rav Kook comments that a man is comprised of both spiritual intellect and physical components. The spiritual aspects, our thoughts, our intellect, can protect us and stand up against the Yetzer Hara, the negative powers, and protect us from harm. However, the physical aspect is much more vulnerable. Our bodies are more indulgent and much more similar to the animal kingdom. So man really does have a single-edged sword when he has his full intellect capacities with him to help him fight and protect him from sin. However, when man goes to sleep, his neshama and intellect leave him, and he is in threat of danger where his physical forces can consume him, which is one of the reasons why you wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Therefore, the saying of Kriya Shema will also protect him physically when his intellectual component is not present. The saying of Kriya Shema is the double-edged sword or the double-edged protection of both physical and spiritual when he goes to sleep. The Alshech reads this pasuk differently. Romamot el bigronam, lofty praises of Hashem in their throats, v'cherev pifios biadam, and a double-edged sword in their hands. The double-edged sword is the praises, the romamot el bigronam, the praises of Hashem that are in their throats. And that is what gives us protection, is when we praise Hashem. Both explanations focus on our praises, our tfilos, our kriya shema, our connection through prayer to Hashem. Rabbi Yechiel Spiro compares this to a metaphor of galus that we are living in now. As we are currently in the darkness, and our neshamos are quote-unquote sleeping or in some sort of spiritual slumber, it is through prayer and the message of Kriya Shema that protect us from evil and hopefully will merit us to the bringing and the coming of Mashiach, where we can sing this final Shir Chadash, this new song of the future, praising Hashem and recognizing Him like never before. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmat Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Idol by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.